Have you find yourself reading the Bible and then just reading through it? You become too familiar with the verses. You may have read the Bible, the entire Bible, 5 times or 10 times or more, and then we just read through it. I know I've done that. But there are also times in our lives when we read certain verses and it just jumps right at you. Early this morning at my men's Bible study, somebody brought up these verses, and I'd like to share it with you. John 21:15. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied, "you know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said, "you know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question the third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you," Jesus said. "Then feed my sheep." That's up to verse 17. There are some commentaries that says that sheep need feeding and leading, and that is the task of a spiritual shepherd. It's an awesome responsibility to be shepherd of God's flock. There are enemies that want to destroy the flock, and the shepherd must be alert and courageous. By nature, sheep are ignorant and defenseless, and they need the protection and guidance of the shepherd. Now, we all know that Jesus is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. We, as ministers of the Gospels, are under shepherds who must obey him as we minister to the flock. See, the most important thing that we can do is to love Jesus Christ. If we truly love Jesus Christ, then we will also love his sheep and tenderly care for them. Now, what hit me this morning, though, is a different angle on this verse, that would we still love Jesus when there's little food on the table? Would we still continue to do and continue the passion that we have many years ago about the ministry that we started, even with low or no budget at all? Would we still love our spouses, even though we find out everything about our spouse after getting married? Most of the time, you know, we put on our good dress when we are dating, and then we found out that about each other after, you know, we have that ongoing relationship. Many times I share with leaders that it's easy for us to praise the Lord when things are going well. And definitely we need to praise the Lord when things are going well. And also praise him inside the church. That's a place of worship and praise. However, would we praise him the same intensity and the same passion when we are the only Christian in the middle of a secular place? Would we praise him? Would we declare that Jesus is Lord of all? Would we continue to do the things that he asks us to do, even though when things are not going our way? And I think that's one thing that actually hit my heart this morning at the Bible study. Would we still go for him? Would we still feed his lamb when there's no budget at all? Would we sacrificially do the things that we used to do, even though there's opposition? God bless you.